He is a longtime special teams coach in the National Football League. Absolutely tremendous. So let's welcome in Oakland Raiders special teams coordinator Brad Seeley to the program. Brad, Jim and Pat, moving the chains. Good to talk to you again, Brad. How you been?
I've been great. How are you guys doing?
Brad, we're doing great, and I know you're on your short vacation before the season starts, so we thought we'd give you a little vacation music just to set the tone here. And we thank you for giving us some of your limited free time.
I like it. I like it, fellas.
Well, Brad, let's get right to it. I pulled up some statistics back when the wedge rule came into play. You can no longer, do four-man, three-man wedges, those type of things. And it went to more two-man. I just want to get your perspective because I guess return yardage did increase a little bit. But what changed from you as a special teams coordinator and how you had to adjust? I assume it was different for all teams because some teams utilize the wedge more than others.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You know, I was never a big four-man wedge guy or even a three-man wedge, so the two-man wedge is kind of what we always use. So it wasn't a big change for us, but a lot of teams use the three- and four-man, and, it's really a good rule. It was a good change because that's where a lot of guys got injured. They're running down there trying to make a play, and they're running into those big guys that are coming fast the other way, and, something's got to give, and unfortunately, a lot of those guys covering, those are the guys that got to give.
With the new rule that's in place this year, that touchbacks go to the 25-yard line, obviously the 20 has always been somewhat of a line of demarcation. We've been trying to educate the listeners out there that your percentages of scoring on offense really go down if you get tackled on your return game inside the 20. Could you break it down for us? Will that motivate teams maybe to put that ball right at the goal line to entice opponents to bring the ball out?
Well, I think you're right. It will entice us to do that. Now, the question is, can you? What you've seen here recently is all our kickers, the guys that are kicking it away, they're kicking it down the middle, and they're kicking it out of the end zone or deep in the end zone, and the ball's going to the 20. Well, it's hard to put the ball right on the goal line. We tried to do that this spring, and we have one of the best kickers, kickoff guys in the league, in Sebastian Janikowski. And now, we're playing with some wind behind us. Man, that's hard to do and still continue to have hang time, because he's trying to place the ball. And now you're talking about you want guys to maybe directionally kick the ball more. And a lot of guys nowadays, they're not good at that, because they haven't had to do those things. So I think it would behoove us to kick it shorter because if you look, there's only a couple teams that average to the 25-yard line. So we don't want to just give it to them because basically it's one percentage for every yard you give up past the 20 for touchdown scores. It's a 5% difference from the 20 to the 25. So, and again, I think you've got to preface it too. It's easy for me to talk about here if I'm looking out at the lake. if I'm going to do that in November, maybe I can live with the ball in the 25. Okay? Hey, go play defense, you guys. Versus saying, yeah, we're going to go down there and smash them inside the 20, but, oh, gosh, they just took that one out to the 50 on us, So I think there's a little of that going on, too. So, I think it's really open-ended because I think it'll always come down to who do you got, who do they got.
Right.
And if that guy's good, hey, maybe we'll live with the 25. If he's not as good or we're good, hey, let's go knock it down to him and let's make him bring it back out.
Let me ask you this year's version of Brad Seeley coaching his returner. Like, I was with you. I remember a lot of things that you did. But I'm the returner. You're coaching me. I'm on the goal line, and I have to step back and catch the ball on the minus two. But I recognize it to be a low trajectory kick. Are you still giving him the green light? Well, we saw guys last year coming out from 7 and 8 yards deep. What are you thinking is the way you're going to coach your guy this year? Still reading the height of the balls, and that'll affect how deep he can take it out from? What are you thinking?
I think there's some truth to that, Pat. And again, it'll come down to who is our guy and how good is he and how much leeway we'll give him, we've got a guy, Tywan Jones. He led the AFC in kickoff returns last year. He's good and he's fast and I like to give him those opportunities to make a big play, but if he catches the ball stepping backwards pass five deep in the end zone, I'm going to coach him up, take a knee. You got to take a knee. Because, like you just said, 30-yard returns, those are good, but they don't happen that often. So, you know, I think the line of demarcation where you're going to bring it out from is going to move up closer to the goal line.
What about let me just finish this point, and then you got it, Jimmy. Indoor stadiums, you're going to have to work in a couple of them. Is that now conducive to predicting the kicker and his ability to put the ball someplace? I just remember, maybe it was the kickers I was with, Lowry and Pat Lake, older guys that, to me, it was like golf for them. They could do a lot of things, and maybe that was your earlier point, that we don't have a lot of guys like that anymore. There are a lot of bomb shot guys, but what about the indoor world? Because I'll never forget what you said when we weren't coaching together. Our punter was warming up, and Brad comes over, and he goes, Pat, right in earshot of our punter. Brad goes, Pat, have you told him how windy it is up by the air conditioners?
You know, I think that helped. But to your point, I think you're right. See, I think we've lost some of those guys that you just talked about. You know, the Lowrys and those guys that could kick the ball directionally and really played it with like a string. They don't. The guys nowadays has been up to this point is how big a leg do you got? Let me get that guy that's got that huge leg that can kick touchbacks. You know, well, so, now all of a sudden, touchback isn't necessarily a good thing. So there's a lot of guys that got to learn some stuff.
Yep. And the last point on that, Seals, because I was just watching Pete's guys. Pete's team was terrific at tackling people inside the 20. 2 years ago, they're phenomenal. But is it you got a guy with a big, strong leg. This is to the listeners and to me and Jim. Instead of trying to get him to throttle down and not use the one wood, but maybe the five wood here, what if you put the ball on the right hash and tell him to put it into the left corner? Is that, and it's effectively a longer kick, but it's, you don't have to take anything off his leg. Let him swing away, but you've created five more yards of his kick power, if you will. Do you ever think that way?
Sure. Because again, and that will also, I think, cause some confusion for that return team, because most guys, when you put the ball on a hash, the ball's going to go to that side, you know, and now all of a sudden you're not doing that. You're kicking it across the field. And I think that's going to be one of the techniques you'll see guys do that are trying to keep it in the play. And so I think you brought up a valid point that's a good thing to do, you know. And so I think some of that, you're going to see, as always, when they get a new rule, you'll get a lot of guys with different opinions how to try to beat that rule. And it's going to be fun, because what I like about it, it's like anything else, is there's coaching involved. So it's going to make it more fun every time you go out there with a little bit of a chess match.
Well, what's your personal feeling, Brad, and just how kickoffs have changed over the years? Here we mentioned the wedge rule. They move the ball from the 30 to 35. Now touchbacks go to the 25 this year. Well, where do you see this going? Because it's already been eliminated in terms of the kickoffs at the youth football level.
Right. And to me, that is a sad, sad thing. And I understand player safety. I'm all for player safety. You know, because that's why our game is a good game, because, you know, we've been able to make it a collision sport but kept it pretty safe. And this is a play that there's a lot of big bodies running into each other from a great distance. So as special teams coaches, we've been working on trying to change the rules a little bit and tweaking with them and talking to the NFL about, you know, how can we make this a safer play going forward, but not eliminate it. We don't want to eliminate this play because, as you guys well know, shoot, it's one of the most exciting plays in football.
No doubt. It's electrifying. I go back to Jacoby Jones and that most recent Super Bowl between Baltimore and San Francisco. Absolutely electric. I've got one more for you, Brad.
Yeah, why do you have to bring that up? You know who was coaching that team?
He was on the 49ers.
I know. Jim. But it was electric.
That's just hurtful.
My bad, Brad.
Feel free to hang up, Brad. Feel free to just click it.
Well, I've I've got one last one for you, Brad, because how do you assess, like, now that you've had a season to digest the PATs going back further and just the effect it's had, and certainly there's been more coaches out there boisterous about going for two, but I think it's pretty situational when you're going to do that. But just has anything changed for you in terms of your PAT units that are on the field?
Well, I think that it's made the play harder for us offensively, and it's made it a play defensively where you can make plays. You know, we led the league this year in block kicks for point afters and field goals, and I think we got four of them on PATs. And, shoot, that changes the game immensely, you know, in the sense that, man, now you're always at 1 point off.
Yeah, that's more than a field goal worth of blocks.
Yes.
Last one for me, Seals. And I remember the days when we talk personnel. You know, Brad Seely, like the other smart special guys, they wanted four or five, maybe six, but they'd be happy with five core players, the Larry Izzo types. I get the feeling there's no more. Well, I wouldn't say no more, but they're not limiting. They're limiting you to very few core players that are just going to play and stay and make the team because they play every special team.
I think Pat, you hit it on the head. It's just like, you know, you can hear these return guys complaining about losing their jobs if we don't have kickoff returns. Well, there's a lot of guys that make a living in this league because they covered kicks. You know, and you're exactly right. We always had three to five guys that, man, their number one job was fourth down or kickoff return. And we're slowly getting away from those guys. And I don't know if that makes the game better, you know. The Matthew Slaters, the guy, you know, when I was at New England, we drafted him predominantly just because he was going to be a hell of a cover guy. And he is, you know, but those kind of guys are getting to be less and less as we go forward.
Well, Brad, you're the best, my friend. We appreciate you taking your time off and joining us on the airwaves. You educated us quite a bit, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road. Good luck to you.
Hey, my pleasure, fellas. Enjoy your summer.